Ranchers and PETA, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Will Coggan, managing director of PETAKillsAnimals.com, has some pretty staggering statistics regarding people for the ethical treatment of animals. So I wasn't surprised about the way he answered my question about ranchers.
My guess is that cattle people who raise cattle to ultimately generate a source of food, in PETA's mind, is absolutely, totally inhumane.
Oh, absolutely. They would argue, of course, that the conditions the cattle are raised in, or whether it's hogs or anything else, are terrible. But that even if you had the best conditions for these animals, and let's say they stay at a five-star hotel and they have their own private masseuse every day, PETA would still say, well, you're still killing them for food in inhumane fashion in a slaughterhouse. And so that's just a whole terrible system. We shouldn't be doing that to animals. You know, we should let them be in the wild and leave them alone.
If you took an Angus cow and set it free to be in the wild, it would not be able to live and would die a very inhumane death.
Oh, absolutely. It's just like these people who go around to the fur farms in Iowa and Minnesota and they liberate all the minks. Well, the minks are very well fed and cared for inside these barns. And when they let them out in the wild, hundreds or thousands at a time, they die from thirst, hunger, predation, getting run over by cars, heat exhaustion, and so forth. They definitely suffer more than they would on the farm, that's for sure. But in the minds of these people that, oh, the animals died when they were free, that's all that matters to them. And they just have blinders on when it comes to the reality of things.
Check out PETAKillsAnimals.com.
This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.